The Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, is moving almost 200 children detained at Pontville near Hobart into the community. The children will be placed into group homes in the next 2 weeks. It's unclear when or if the remaining 75 children at the facility will be moved as well. It's a different story for the unaccompanied children who've arrived by boat since the government changed its asylum seeker policy in July. 62 children are being detained on Christmas Island. The youngest is 11. The plan is to send them offshore. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
275 children are being detained in a former army barracks at Pontville near Hobart. The asylum seekers are known as unaccompanied minors because they've arrived by boat without their parents. Some of the children who've been held at Pontville have self-harmed, while others describe the centre as being like a prison. The Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, says he's moving most of the 275 detainees into the community.
Over the course of this week, we believe we've got places in the community for 100 and a further 100 the following week.
The children are being moved into group homes. Most are on the mainland, but for the first time, group homes are being opened in Tasmania.
We've got between 5 and 7 group homes that we're expecting in the next fortnight to open in Hobart, or in and around Hobart. There are some occasions where we have a group of minors where one of them is very young, and we try in those circumstances to only have the family members staying there.
Children as young as 11 have been held at Pontville. The youngest child there now is 13, and he's expected to be moved into the community within days. The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, says he welcomes the moves to get the children out of detention.
I have no doubt that the government is endlessly trying to take people out of held detention there as unaccompanied minors, and if the government fails to get that completed by the time of the election, and if the coalition is elected, then I would seek to pick up where Tony Burke has left off on that point.
So are you committing to moving those children out of detention?
Well, we'd have to see what process the government is engaged in. The government hasn't chosen to engage with the coalition during this caretaker period on those arrangements.
But it's a different story for the unaccompanied children who've arrived since the government announced that asylum seekers who arrive by boat won't be settled as refugees in Australia. 62 unaccompanied children are being held on Christmas Island. The youngest is 11. Tony Burke says the children can't be moved offshore yet because there's nowhere to put them.
For unaccompanied minors, neither Nauru nor Manus Island has the facilities ready to the standard or the configuration that would be required to be able to properly look after them. The fact that we hadn't sent families yet was causing an argument to go through some of the smuggling pipelines that families should still get on boats. And I was very determined to make sure we got family accommodation up and running quickly because I didn't want to see a repeat of significant numbers of families and indeed children being among the people who drown in the Indian Ocean. So we've got that up and running now in Nauru, and a lot of people didn't expect that we would, but that's now up and running. To be able to get the unaccompanied minors accommodation going properly, we need to work out a different configuration again for them because you need a much higher number of people to be providing casework and looking after individuals than you provide for single adult males.
The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, says the coalition also plans to move the unaccompanied minors offshore.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.